Hello and welcome, our caring viewers, to this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East and Northern Africa. For worldwide coverage, join us online at suprememastertv.com. Starting November 16th, in less than 3 weeks, Supreme Master Television will reach more continents by 9 more satellites. Please watch for the announcement during our broadcast to find more about this exciting news.
In today's news, the World Bank funds $300 million to protect tropical rainforests. In child welfare news, California, USA bans smoking in cars transporting children. In conservation news, China plans to create the world's largest national park. In technology news, scientists develop a powerful filter to capture greenhouse gases. In space news, astronomers discover a star similar to our sun. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October the 28th, the United Nations adopted the World Charter for Nature in 1982. The Charter for Nature was a significant proclamation because it established 5 guidelines for conservation and how human conduct may affect nature. Guarantees for the respect of nature and the wise management of natural resources are among the guidelines. Many thanks to the World Charter for Nature in setting standards for peaceful coexistence between humanity and our environment.
Lion News. Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Dogs in My Life remains at the top of bestsellers book list. On Kingstone.com, The Dogs in My Life was the number one bestseller in the animal books category the day after its initial launch in Formosa or Taiwan on October 26th. Meanwhile, on Amazon.com, the world's largest online bookstore, The Dogs in My Life reached within the top 10 of all pet books days after its release. Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, The Birds in My Life, which premiered several weeks earlier, remains in its current second and fourth top positions on Kingstone.com. Supreme Master Ching Hai's books reveal deep insights into the wonderful world of our dog and bird friends in a fun and charming style. Written through the perspective of Supreme Master Ching Hai's adopted animal companions, readers see the loving friendship between an enlightened master and her beloved furry and feathered angels. On October 25th, the day of the official book launch for The Dogs in My Life, in Taipei, thousands of people gathered to celebrate this special occasion. The highlight of the event was when Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to a live video conference with the press and dignitaries. She shared her thoughts on the sentience of animals and the deep love they possess. The media were also present to cover the event. The day after, SETTV aired its exclusive interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai during its news hour.
好，在宗教界颇具知名度的青海无上师呢，昨天接受三立新闻的视讯独家专访，回答一般民众呢对他长久以来的疑惑，像是呢为什么他以华丽装扮出现呢？他说，如果他穿的是出家服，那么信众呢自然会觉得他的位阶高一点，就会拜跪，这样不好，所以呢他每到一个地方就会穿当地的传统服饰来拉近跟民众的距离。
青海无上师新书发表会下午在台北登场，青海无上师透过视讯和现场的信众进行交流，同时也接受三立新闻的独家专访。青海无上师销售自己的画作、服装和珠宝。
你最近看到和尚，是不是心里马上觉得他比我好，马上要拜下去？看到 priest 神父，是不是马上有那种尊重心，隔开跟他隔开了？
对，
他高你低就对了。
对，
哎，所以上天叫我说，你不用这样子，要大家平等。 批评的话就让他们嘛，我也没办法了，我就听上天了。
获得资金的方式有些人比较不能够认同，那师父您在这一方面您的观点是什么？
我观念就是自己赚给自己用嘛。那个做生意有什么不对的？做生意不是偷人啊，不是强迫人家买你东西，就是做生意嘛。OK， 我们如果不能救自己，怎么能救人呢？
青海无上师持续推广观音法门，目前在全世界拥有超过百万的信徒。三立新闻综合黄玉发台北报道。
Not only does Supreme Master Ching Hai help fellow human beings.But her love extends to our animal friends as well. Through the books she has written, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, more people are aware of the beauty, love, and dignity of animals. The beautifully illustrated books are currently available at 400 major bookstores in Formosa, as well as online at www.amazon.com. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for the wonderful revelations about the faithful and loving nature of animals through her books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life. May all of us come to fully realize the true value of God's gifts to humankind, that animals are indeed our friends and companions while on this earth.
Lion News. Sudan formally declares truce at the Darfur peace talks. Yesterday, as the Darfur peace talks in Libya commenced, the government of Sudan announced an immediate ceasefire. Sudan's presidential adviser, Nafie Ali Nafie, stated, "We announce a ceasefire from this moment and we will respect it unilaterally." The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon sent a message to all Darfur groups. As a demonstration of your genuine commitment to ending the suffering of the people of Darfur and to finding a lasting peace, I urge all parties to commit to an immediate cessation of hostilities here and now. African Union envoy Salim Ahmed Salim also sent encouragement and support.The goal of the peace talks in Libya is to bring about meaningful and lasting peace in the region. Thank you and God bless all parties involved for your continued dedication towards peace in Darfur. Thank you, Sudan, for the truce and your commitment to a peaceful resolution of the conflict. May heaven bless the people in Darfur with security and stability.
Lion News, Iran and Berlin hold constructive nuclear talks. On Thursday, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier met in Hamburg with Iran's nuclear negotiators Ali Larijani and his successor Saeed Jalili for discussions regarding Iran's nuclear program. Their meeting was a positive follow-up to Iran's recent talks with European Union top diplomat Javier Solana and the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency.Mr. Solana had described those discussions as constructive, and a follow-up meeting is planned before December. Congratulations, Your Excellencies, Iran and Germany, for your congenial meeting. May heaven bless the continued endeavors of Iran and all other parties with the fruitful success of international stability, safety, and peace.
Lion News.Indonesian religious leaders back Palestinian peace efforts. Religious leaders of different faiths in Indonesia have pledged their support of a unified Palestine and offered to mediate between Fatah and Hamas. On Tuesday, Indonesian Foreign Minister Hasan Wirajuda held a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Indonesian religious leaders, including renowned scholars of the Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, and Hindu traditions.President Abbas stated, "All are united in their understanding of Palestinian issues and support our efforts. Thank you and heaven bless the religious leaders for harmoniously uniting in an effort to bring peace to Palestine. May the great Allah bless the Palestinian people with lasting peace, security, and a bright future."
Lion News, U.S. President reiterates pledge to help Californians rebuild after fires. Following his visit to California's fire-affected region, President George W. Bush commended emergency response to the fires, saying, "State and local authorities in California were well prepared for this crisis, and they responded quickly and effectively." He reinforced his pledge of federal assistance, telling Californians who lost their homes and livelihoods to the fire, "Things may look dismal now, but there's a better day ahead, and we will not forget you in Washington, D.C." Thank you, and God bless President Bush and America for your commitment to help rebuild lives. We pray that those affected by the fires will soon return to their normal lives.
Lion News. European Union members ready to join the Schengen area. In a meeting of 18 European Union member states in Prague on Friday, it was agreed that the 9 prospective nations have implemented all necessary measures to qualify as Schengen members. The Schengen area allows free movement of persons across the internal borders of member states. The 9 new Schengen countries are expected to be fully participating by December 21st. Congratulations, new and existing Schengen nations, for your expanded freedom of travel. May heaven bless all people throughout Europe with freedom, harmony, and friendship.
Lion News, world on track for new climate treaty. Environment ministers from 35 countries held a 2-day climate change conference in Bogor, Indonesia, to plan for a new long-term emissions reduction treaty. United Nations climate change official Yvo Dibor stated, "The meeting has indicated very clearly that negotiations need to be completed in 2009, and it will give enough time for ratification of the long-term agreement by governments and its entry into force before the Kyoto period ends in 2012. The United States and Australia expressed a willingness to play an active role in the new climate change treaty. Thank you, and God bless all nations that have committed to taking positive steps towards saving our planet by reducing climate change. We pray for God's blessing for the upcoming Bali conference. May it have a fruitful outcome."
Lion News. Costa Rican president pays visit to China. Invited by China's President Hu Jintao, Costa Rican President Oscar Arias arrived in Shanghai on Friday for a week-long visit. President Arias met with the mayor of Shanghai and expressed his hopes for increasing trade between the two nations. He also invited Chinese investment in Costa Rica. During the week, President Arias will be attending the China-Costa Rica Entrepreneur Forum and visit high-technology development zones. May your visit be a fruitful one, President Arias. Heaven bless Costa Rica and China with greater friendship, love, and prosperity.
Lion News. California governor quickly responds in face of fires. California's governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, has received the praise for his leadership, quick action, and constant presence as the state was putting out as many as 14 fires this past week. As the governor flew to the front lines via helicopter from site to site, a local fire chief held his personal attention to the firefighters as inspiring, knowing the guy at the top is there with them. Thank you, and God bless Governor Schwarzenegger for your quick and decisive actions to assist and care for the people, animals, and homes of Californians.
Lion News. Russia and China support India's desire to increase UN participation. At the end of a trilateral meeting among the three nations, Chinese and Russian foreign ministers issued a joint statement championing India's desire to increase its involvement in the United Nations. They highlighted the important role of the United Nations in bringing about positive changes in the world. Thank you, China and Russia, for supporting India's aspiration to become more involved in the United Nations. Thank you and God bless you, India, for your desire to play a positive role in creating greater global harmony and prosperity.
Lion News. United Arab Emirates, UAE, president contributes assistance to Iraqi refugees in Syria. UAE President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan has donated $10 million to benefit Iraqi refugees in neighboring Syria. The UNHCR's Director of the Bureau for the Middle East and North Africa, Radwan Nosier said Sheikh Khalifa's donation will not only ease the burden on the Syrian government, but will also help it to build infrastructure for hosting Iraqi refugees on its territories. Thank you, and Allah bless your highness for your compassionate generosity toward the Iraqi refugees. May Iraq and all her people be blessed with true and lasting stability, love, and peace.
Lion News. European Parliament votes to forbid smoking. A report adopted by the European Parliament showed an overwhelming vote in favor of smoking bans in public places as well as restricted access to cigarette sales for underage people. According to the report, 70% of Europeans are non-smokers and 86% prefer no smoking at work. The proposed smoking bans will be implemented in all enclosed areas within 2 years. Thank you, European Parliament, for your care in creating a policy that protects people and saves lives. May all be blessed with wonderful health and the joy of breathing clean, fresh air.
Fly-in news. Oloxi's or Vietnamese team wins Silat Championship. Over 200 athletes from 26 countries participated in the 13th World Pencak Silat Championship in Malaysia this year. Pencak Silat is a traditional form of martial arts originating in Indonesia. For the third consecutive year, Olak won the championship, taking home 12 gold medals, 8 silver and 3 bronze medals. Congratulations, Oloxi Silat team, on your accomplishment. Your country and people are sure proud of your success.
Lion News. Japanese electronics leader develops finger-controlled steering wheel. On Friday, at the 40th Tokyo Motor Show, it was announced that the Hitachi Corporation has developed a steering wheel that will enable drivers to use their fingers to start the car and execute a number of driver-customized functions. Masahide Hayashi, Hitachi Sensory Systems designer, said, "If I place my index finger on this reader, it recognizes it's me. If I put the finger again, it starts the engine." He added, "When the middle finger is on the device, it sends a command to play music I registered in accordance to my taste. The ring finger can start the navigation system. A mechanism that reads the driver's fingerprints will allow drivers to designate different actions to the pressing of each individual finger." Congratulations, Hitachi, on your innovative efforts to increase car owner security and improve the driving experience.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Malaysia, Media Relations and Event Management, MERM, a branch of Burnama, Malaysia's national news agency, gave a one-page coverage about the first year anniversary of Supreme Master Television broadcasting. They reported, Supreme Master Television has offered audiences a new way to view television in a purely positive light. From its live broadcasts of peace-building events to interviews with presidents, celebrities, and the extraordinary peace wishes of ordinary people, Supreme Master Television is a bridge for understanding through its features on the beauty of all nations and cultures. Recognitions have come from governments such as the Mayor of Los Angeles, celebrities, and viewers from around the world. Thank you, and heaven bless MREM for your kind support and coverage. With God's blessing, Supreme Master Television will further go global on an additional 9 satellites on November the 16th, so that more positive programming can be readily accessible to worldwide viewers.
In world news, World Bank Fund to pay for protecting forests. The World Bank has established a new fund that will pay developing countries to protect their tropical forests. This will greatly help to reduce climate change. The fund will initially have $300 million for measures that promote the well-being of the forests and help countries develop monitoring tools. The World Bank initiative is also likely to receive more funding at the climate change negotiations in Bali in December. Thank you, and God bless the World Bank for encouraging the protection of our majestic tropical forests, the lungs of the earth. Coming up on Supreme Master Television's Noteworthy News, China develops a 10,000 square kilometer national park. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back.
What's happening, world? This is Constantine Maroulis, and you are watching Supreme Master Television, so stay tuned.
And you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Bridget White. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, this is Matthew Perry. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, this is Paula Abdul. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Ross, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hello, this is Jeff Goldblum. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Deborah Wilson Skelton, and you're watching the one and the only Supreme Master Television.
Hey, I'm Mariana Tosca, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hello to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Hi, Supreme Master Television.
Hey, I'm Deborah Gibson. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm James Blunt, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
And hello to all the people who watch Supreme Master Television.
Cock-a-doodle Dandy the Rooster, welcoming you back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. If you're ever planning a trip into the wilderness, here are a few ideas to make sure your trip is a safe and pleasant one. In some places, weather can change very rapidly. Getting to know the signs of approaching storms or changing weather conditions is very helpful. During electrical storms, it's best to find shelter in a densely forested area at a lower altitude. Thank you for watching, and now, for the weather from around the world.
In child welfare news, California implements a smoking ban on cars with kids. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed legislation that makes it an offense to smoke in a car that has as passengers children under 18 years of age. Motorists can be fined $100 for not respecting the new law. Thank you, California and Governor Schwarzenegger, for protecting the health of children through this legislation. Heaven bless all children to grow up strong, healthy, and happy.
In conservation news, China to create world's largest national park. The Kanas Geological Park in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in northwest China will become home to the world's largest national park with approximately 10,000 square kilometers once it's completed. Currently 1,000 square kilometers in size, the park will increase tenfold over the next few years. It features a range of landscapes including China's deepest alpine lake, snow-capped mountains, and grassland. Heaven bless China for protecting your pristine environment. May the expanding Kanas Geological Park be a haven of peace and beauty for all its human visitors and animal inhabitants. Up next on Noteworthy News, scientists discover a star 1 billion years older than our sun. We'll visit a garden and thank God for giving us such a beautiful planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be back after these brief messages.
This November 16th, a new era of positive television programming will commence as Supreme Master Television launches on 9 additional satellites to reach hundreds of millions of viewers on 4 more continents: Asia, Africa, Australia, and the Americas. From America to China, to Australia to Africa, current worldwide viewers will be able to watch Supreme Master Television's premiere via satellite in their countries. North America, Galaxy 25, 97 degrees west. South America, Hispasat, 30 degrees west. And Intelsat 907, 27.5 degrees west. Asia, ABS, 75 degrees east. AsiaSat 2, 100.5 degrees east. AsiaSat 3S, 105.5 degrees east. Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/D2, 152 degrees east. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, 25.5 degrees east. Africa, Intelsat 10, 68.5 degrees east. Be sure to tune in to Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In technology news, scientists develop filters to capture greenhouse gases. A team from the University of Texas and the Hanyang University in South Korea has developed high-performance filters made of plastic films. These filters can be used to capture greenhouse gases in power plants and factories. Research shows the membrane filter to be 500 times more efficient than traditional methods in separating carbon dioxide from methane, which is the main component of natural gas. Thank you, and God bless the researchers who helped realize this new discovery. It will keep our atmosphere clean and beautiful.
In space news, astronomers discover the most sun-like star. Astronomers from Australia and the United States have identified a sun with characteristics nearly identical to our own. This has led them to believe it's an ideal place to look for extraterrestrial life. The star, named HIP-56948, is very similar to the Sun in size, temperature, mass, and chemical makeup. It's 200 light-years away from the Earth. The star seems to be approximately 1 billion years older than the Sun. Scientists believe that if HIP-56948 has planets, and if there is life existing on them, they have had a long time to evolve. Thus, they may contain developed civilizations. Thank you all astronomers involved in this new exciting discovery. Heaven bless the continued exploration of our wondrous universe.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, If the Key Fits.
There was a man who came with a bunch of keys and trying to open the front door of a house. And he fumbled a long, long time, you know, kind of very awkwardly and touching this wall, touching that wall and going back and put the key back in the hole again, and then try to touch every other hall window and all that again. So the police, after a while, he came to the man and said, can I help you to open? Can I hold the key for you? He said, no, I hold the key, but you hold the house together.
And now for our viewers' hotline. This hotline was by Elham from Iran.
Hi, my new friend. I'm very glad from finding you. I'm Elham from Iran. I'm Iranian. At the moment, I'm learning English, and your channel is very useful for me because it has Persian subtitles. And I can have these two languages, English, Persian. Especially that your channel is very positive and it has not anything bad. Thanks a lot, and I hope the best wishes for you and your friends and staff. Elham.
Hello, Elham. Warm greetings to you and our Iranian viewers. We're happy that the channel is useful for you. May you be blessed by the great Allah always. Thank you for watching Supreme Master Television.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
May your every moment be filled with God's grace. We'll see you again.